USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Biden administration has a new strategy to keep children in the classroom using increased COVID-19 testing. In the face of many school districts going virtual to avoid spreading the Omicron variant, the move will use a test-to-stay approach. Previously, unvaccinated students who had close contact with a peer who was COVID-19 positive were required to quarantine. The defense for Kim Potter, the ex-Minnesota police officer charged with manslaughter, rest. Potter claims she meant to use her taser on Dante Wright during a traffic stop earlier this year, but accidentally grabbed her gun and shot him instead when he resisted arrest. While testifying, Potter broke down on the stand.
I was very distraught. I just shot somebody. I've never done that.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaru. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. They help people burn fat fast, supercharge their energy, boost their immune system, reverse ailments and disease with no painful exercises and no restrictive fad diets. I'm Exhibit A. I've been on the program for over a year now. During the first 88 days, I lost 25 pounds of inner body fat and I gained 10 pounds of muscle. And I've never gained the fat or weight back. I look and feel great. Everywhere I go, people tell me I look 10 years younger. Don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. And right now, John and Chelsea are giving my fans a special Christmas gift. Energized Health will pay for your spouse's transformation free. Sign up by Christmas and you'll get the WAR 40% off decisive action discount for you and your spouse is free. Go now to EnergizedHealth.com or call 888-444-8895, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Schools are taking precautions over a TikTok violence threat.
The social media platform President Trump tried to ban from the United States is now responsible for school closures and heightened alerts across the United States. President Trump in the summer of 2020.
We're looking at TikTok. We may be banning TikTok. We may be doing some other things. There are a couple of options. But a lot of things are happening, so we'll see what happens.
TikTokers are encouraging followers to make shooting and bomb threats against their schools today. TikTok is a monitored product of the communist Chinese government. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
77 are dead following powerful tornadoes in Kentucky. Governor Andy Beshear adding there's just one person missing. Beshear explaining Kentucky is going through a lot right now, but it isn't defeated or broken. President Biden visiting Kentucky on Wednesday and saying the feds will be there to help as long as needed. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download on iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
White House COVID response coordinator Jeff Zients says those who are vaccinated will most likely not have their lives disrupted due to the Omicron variant. Zients saying those who are unvaccinated are creating a major risk to themselves, those around them, and potentially hospitals which are running out of beds. This as we continue to learn more details regarding the new Omicron coronavirus variant. This as we continue to learn more details regarding the new Omicron coronavirus variant. As far as if you should go about your life as normal if you've had both of your shots and been boosted, former CDC Director Robert Redfield tells Fox News.
Depends on the timing of that third shot. I do believe that it turns out that with the Omicron variant, if I was to take blood from someone that's vaccinated and test it against Delta and Omicron to see how well that blood can neutralize the virus, the blood that neutralizes the virus Delta, if you do it against Omicron, it's about 40 to 50 times less able to neutralize the virus, so that this virus is really able to get around our immunity as it wanes. And so, you know, before we were saying you needed to be boosted, to say at 6 months, it's not clear to me whether that's going to need to be sooner.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.